105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Tropical storm Hermine is moving into southern Georgia on its way to the East Coast this morning after making a landfall a few hours ago as a Category 1 hurricane.
Authorities are still recommending that people simply stay indoors. Offices are closed. State offices are closed. Schools are closed in the region as well. That's authorities trying to make sure that people simply stay at home, because the main priority right now will be to get some of these crews in so they can clear out the debris, and then also get some of those power companies in to get people back online. There are still at least 70,000 folks in the area that are waking up in the dark this morning.
Correspondent Paulo Sandoval. Hermine's impact on the Washington area is likely to be modest, forecasters say, as the storm's expected to remain far enough out to sea to spare us any major effects. However, points south and east of Washington, especially the eastern shore, are likely to see some serious rain and gusty winds, says WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Staging.
Right now, that's the best guess, best forecast for where the worst impacts are going to be, as it'll stay a tropical storm and may become extra tropical, but it might take a few days for that to happen. Extra tropical meaning it'll lose its tropical characteristics, so you may hear it go from tropical storm Hermine to extra tropical storm Hermine.
Ray's full forecast is just ahead. Now, this is bound to be a busy day, as many folks will be heading out of town for the Labor Day weekend.
Despite the threat of rain from Hurricane Hermine, many of you will still head to Ocean City, and the toughest part of the trip can be crossing the Bay Bridge. Tamori Winfield with the Maryland Transportation Authority says if you're going to go,
we would ask that you travel earlier, which is before 10 a.m. or after 9 p.m. at night on a Friday, and then Saturday at 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. is going to be outside of those hours, which would be your best travel times.
And he says you may luck out, as some people will alter their plans due to the hurricane and decide to stay closer to home. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The jobless rate is expected to edge downward in the latest Labor Department figures coming out in about 90 minutes. Economists surveyed by FactSet predict employers added 180,000 jobs in August, and that the jobless rate declined from 4.9 to 4.8%. The Rhode Island Avenue Metro station remains closed because of debris that has fallen from the ceiling twice in 24 hours. Nobody's been hurt, but Red Line trains are bypassing the station. A six-car Metro train derailed last night in the Alexandria Rail Yard. No passengers were on board. Nobody was hurt. Metro is now assessing the damage. 11 kittens and 4 adult cats are getting some much-needed TLC in foster homes after being rescued along a trail in Bethesda yesterday.
The cats were left in cages off Beach Drive with toys and food, but no water. Alice Burton is with the advocacy group Alley Cat Allies.
The whole thing just makes no sense to those of us who really have this compassionate streak for animals.
A service member jogging by is one of those people. He found them and rescued them.
We have no idea how long they had been out there.
Alley Cat Allies brought the cats to vets for treatment and placed them in foster homes. Now they're offering a $2,500 reward to anyone who gives them information that leads to whoever abandoned the cats. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A memorial was unveiled last night at Clarksburg High School for 4 students killed in accidents over the past year, including 3 killed in a horrible car crash in June. Family and friends turned out to see the new memorial at the Clarksburg High School football field. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,419, the Nasdaq at 52,27. Sports, the Nats were idle. They visit the Mets tonight. The O's were also off. They host the Yankees. NFL preseason, the Ravens win again. WMDA, the Mystics are in Minnesota tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues. On 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4300. 4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Wednesday in Annapolis or Thursday in Alexandria. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at mikecollins.com. That's mikecollins.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Getting better in Burtonsville, the crash on 198 between 29 Columbia Pike and over toward Peach Orchard Road. Looks like the tow truck is just leaving there, and the pace is actually quickly improving. For 29 commuters, if you're coming south and through Burtonsville, it's been a pretty decent morning, not too much volume, and okay through White Oak, just a brief tap on the brakes. Top side of the Beltway from New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia Avenue on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway between the Laurel interchanges 197 and 198. Northbound accidents cleared and the delays cleared out. The new accidents, northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway right near Arundel Mills Boulevard with that northbound slowing. In Northwest D.C., north of U Street, police tell me they've cleared the scene of the accident, 14th and 13th Street, that is, and Florida Avenue. Heading on the Southeast-Southwest Freeway, enjoying the trip this morning between the 11th Street Bridge and the 14th Street Bridge. Inbound over the Douglas Bridge, though, that looks like it's going to be a bit slow in through town. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hermine will come up the eastern seaboard and stall. That's going to be the trick to the forecast right now. Looks like to our east, especially on the beaches, it's going to be rough. Here, most likely just some showers and some gusty winds around toward the middle of the holiday weekend. 82 today with increasing clouds and a gusty breeze. Tonight, considerably cloudy, 69. Tomorrow, cloudy, 77. And at least some showers as we go through tomorrow night into Sunday with some gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Gainesville, 61 in Silver Spring, 67 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. Why Santa may have trouble delivering the goods this Christmas, see the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Alex Eisenstadt with Politico. They've been breaking some interesting stories that surround the campaign and Hillary Clinton and the Global Foundation. What's going on with the latest on that? He'll talk to us 7:35. At 8:05, Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member, will join us. And then at 8:35, James Rosen from Fox News. Larry O'Connor taking some time off. We are very pleased to be joined by Amber Smith, has a brand new book called Danger Close. Talks about her experiences as a Kiowa pilot in Afghanistan and Iraq. And also, she has worked very closely with the Republican Party. Amber, good to have you here this morning.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Turn your attention to a story out of Georgetown University, just down the street here, Wisconsin Avenue, Georgetown, has decided that it will offer the descendants of nearly 300 slaves preferential treatment in its admission policies. Now, here's the thing. In 1838, apparently, 1838 we're talking about here, the school sold 272 slaves who were working on plantations in Southern Maryland, to pay down its debts. It was in some financial trouble. They sold the slaves and to pay down their debts. And now they have said, we've looked at this matter, and we are going to do some things to try to make this situation right. They say they're going to give the same consideration we give members of the Georgetown community when they apply. That means the applicants will receive, quote, unquote, an extra look when they apply to the university, and that their relationship with the university will be considered. Georgetown President John DeGio, I believe it is, talked about this in a press conference, and he said there were slaves here on the hilltop until emancipation in 1862. They will also have a mass of reconciliation where the university will apologize for its history. So here's my question. Certainly, it's a private institution. If they feel this is what they need to do, I would not quibble with it. It's certainly their right to do so. But how long do you have to go? I mean, this happened in 1838. How long do you, how much time has to pass where you sort of get a pass, okay? That happened in 1838. That's not the institution we are today. Do we still need to pay reparations this many years after the event took place? I'd like to know what you think about that. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Give us a thing. If you have any thoughts about that, I'd love to hear them. Again, it's the private institution. If they want to do this, that's fine. If they feel the need to do this, if they feel a burden on their hearts to do this, knock yourself out. But I really wonder how long do we keep rehashing issues that occurred more than 100 years ago? I mean, 1838, that was even before the Civil War.
Yeah, I think you bring up a great point, and I think that Georgetown is truly trying to do the right thing. But I think in terms of getting accepted into Georgetown, do you really want to get accepted because of something that happened to your ancestors over 150 years ago? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to get accepted into Georgetown based on your own merits because you're the most qualified student to get into Georgetown? Do you see what I'm saying? It blurs the lines a little bit, and
apparently if you went to Georgetown and then your kids apply, they get sort of a special look because there's a relationship that you have with the university. And what they're saying, as I understand it, is the descendants of these slaves will get that same consideration as if you were a member of the Georgetown, or you had a parent who was a member of the Georgetown community.
Yeah, they're saying that admissions will give you another look in terms of you getting accepted into the university. Mm-hmm. So I think this is very interesting, and I think that you brought up a great point in terms of when something happened to someone in your family generations ago, at what point after, you know, the United States was a different nation than we are today.
Yeah, it is. It certainly was. Well, listen, if you have a thought, 1-888-630-9625, while we're doing that, I want to mention this other story that has to do with race relations in America and this organization, Black Lives Matter. Apparently, this is a good story. The Democratic Party apparently was trying to figure out in 2015, how do you deal with Black Lives Matter? Now, here is a group that's out there. They're you know, talking in a rather radical way on the streets of America about Black Lives Matter. And how should Democrats respond when asked about Black Lives Matter, especially given the fact that that was likely to be a topic that came up at the convention, the Democratic convention? And so there was a memo that went out that said, one thing that we want to do is we don't want to ever say all lives matter. That was the official guidance given to people, Democrats, key Democrats. Don't say that all lives matter, and don't say the bigger problem that the black community needs to face is black-on-black crime. Well, both of those things are true. All lives do matter. And the real issue in crime, if you look at the statistics, is not police-involved shootings. It's the tremendous rate of black-on-black crime in today's urban centers. I mean, that is a huge problem. But apparently Democrats were instructed, do not talk about this. That is the worst possible answer. I'm not sure that's true. I think that may be the right answer. But nonetheless, that was sort of embarrassing. Black Lives Matter people are not happy about it either.
No, I can't imagine. They're so politicizing the issue. So they're not doing anything for the Black Lives Matter movement by saying that. So, or they're not helping their cause in terms of the group that they say they support so much. So I think it just shows how much they're politicizing some of the issues that America faces today.
All right. You want to weigh in on this Georgetown thing. Let's go back to William in Silver Spring. You're on with Brian, and it's Amber Smith today. Georgetown says we're going to make reparations to the descendants of slaves for incidents that occurred back in 1838. How do you feel about that?
It just incensed me, guys. They already have affirmative action programs there where they lower the standard anyway for the academic. I mean, Georgetown, like other universities, is becoming a laughingstock with lowered standards now. It's letting people in that shouldn't be there.
In other words, this bothers you because you say the standards are lowered, and that means that other people who are qualified will not get the opportunity.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you for that, William. I can understand why if you were a student and you've done everything right and you make an application to Georgetown, they only have so many seats in the university, right? So if they give some to these students who are not perhaps as qualified academically, then you are denying somebody else who is qualified. So merit doesn't count in that particular case, does it?
No, that's exactly what I was saying. Could you imagine being on the list and then you find out that you were more than qualified, you should have been accepted, and you weren't because it was given to someone who was less qualified than you but had a certain family history?
Yeah. Well, apparently you want to weigh in. We got a lot more calls straight ahead. It is now 7:15 on WNAL. That means it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In case you haven't heard, Rhode Island Avenue Metro Station is closed at least through today for station inspections. They do have shuttle bus services set up, free shuttle buses, I should say, for those red line trains between Rhode Island Avenue and the Brookland stations. Also, Orange Line expect delays. They have speed restrictions right now outside of East Falls Church Metro Station affecting the Orange Line. Around the Beltway we go into Annandale. Just a little bit of volume and approaching the American Legion Bridge. Again, that stretch of the Virginia Beltway, heavy topside through Silver Spring. Good trip through the Wilson Bridge right now. No problems through New Carrollton. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, if you need to catch a flight at BWI and you're heading northbound, heading north on the BW Parkway, you might want to reconsider maybe hopping over to 95. We have a crash northbound BW Parkway right near Arundel Mills Boulevard, and they are temporarily stopping traffic while they deal with this crash. South on 270, lighter than normal once you get through Urbana and past 109, and wide open in through to Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, here it is. Nice day today, 82 degrees. That's pretty pleasant. Increasing clouds this afternoon. Considerable cloudiness tonight, 69. Tomorrow, a really surprisingly cool day. 77 is the high. And on Sunday, look out because we should see some rain starting to develop in our area, perhaps from the remnants of now Tropical Storm Irmine as it moves up the coast and sets up shop just off the Virginia and Maryland coast, so be weather aware. Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees, 717 on WNAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
717 on WMAL. Brian Wilson alongside Amber Smith, who is in for Larry O'Connor. She's a former military pilot, flew helicopters in Afghanistan and Iraq, has a new book out. Also very politically plugged in and has worked with the Republican Party on some key issues. We're talking about Georgetown University. He wants to make reparations and give special consideration to some students, the relatives of slaves that were sold in 1838 by the university. What do you think about that? Dr. Rick is on the line from Silver Spring, our conservative psychologist. You're on with Brian, and this morning it's Amber.
Hey, good morning, Amber. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
You know, I think what we try to teach people is if you stay focused on the negative, it's going to have an overall negative effect on you. And I think we see this, the amount of anger that's out there and people not moving forward. And it doesn't mean to forget past aggressions and sins, but each group of people, I mean, I'm Scott-Irish. I guess I could, you know, be angry at the potato famine that happened so long ago. And people, being angry at the Germans for World War II. But you can't stay focused on these things because it's going to tear you down.
All right. I think you make a good point. And certainly the psychology of the nation right now when it comes to race relations is, well, it's a troubling time in race relations. I actually thought, the one thing I thought, Amber, is when Barack Obama was named president, I didn't want him to be president. I don't like any of his policies. But the one thing I thought that was positive that might come out of all this was an increased dialogue in a positive way about race relations in America, that perhaps we could heal as a nation on issues of race. I really hoped that would be the case. It seems that under his administration, race issues have become exacerbated, and it's worse than it was. And I'd really decry the fact that we had this wonderful opportunity
But this administration decided not to try to heal, but to divide on race matters.
Well, I agree. I think it is very clear that it's gotten worse in recent years. And I think Dr. Rick brought up a great point. How, if you are so focused on the negative and so focused on the past, how are you supposed to heal and move forward with the future? So I think that with what we've seen in terms of this divide in the nation, especially with the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, we should be focusing on bringing together. And I think situations like this continue to sort of push that divide instead of sort of bringing us together when you're constantly bringing up or focusing, I guess I should say, on the past. You can never forget the past. It's an important part of our history. But we also have to be focused on what our future and making it better.
Leslie in Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Amber. What do you think, Leslie?
Good morning. So if you're going to give preferential treatment to the descendants of slaves, will you also give preferential treatment to the descendants of people who fought for the Union Army that was fighting to end slavery? And if you're going to do that, will you give, I guess, anti-preferential treatment to the descendants of people who fought for the Confederate side?
Well, look, I guess what you're saying here, if I can sort of cut to the chase, is you're thinking it's a slippery slope.
Very much.
Yeah, like, where do we draw the line?
Yeah, I think it's a fair question. How about Jamie in Alexandria? You're on with Brian and Amber this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. My question is, what is the burden of proof going to be to prove your family was a slave and not, say, an immigrant from the West Indies or from the island somewhere? I mean, that whole time frame is...
Documentation is murky from that era. You're right.
At best, then everybody would take the name of either the master's name or maybe a Washington or a Lincoln. So at what point do you start proving? And then if you bring in a multiracial student, do they get less... depending on how much other mixed race.
Again, you know, once you open up this can of worms, there are so many other questions that need to be raised.
Yeah.
The thing that I think bothers me most as we talk about this, and I've sort of formed this opinion only in the last few minutes, is that I really think it's unfair to those who have done everything right as a student. You've gone to school, you've done good grades, you've worked hard, you feel like you are the kind of person who wants to be at Georgetown and wants the advantage of a Georgetown education, and there's a chance that you might not make the cut because the seats are being given to someone else who doesn't have your qualifications. Merit matters. Merit matters. 722, more of your call straight ahead.
Ted Brett Automotive, that's the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience purchasing a car. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, when you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head is, oh, geez, what if I have problems with this car? What if it's a whole bunch of hassle? Well, listen, this is the great thing about Ted Brett Automotive. Ted Brett has this great program called Ted Brett for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Brett comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Right there, you've got confidence in these guys. Plus, the Ted Britt Labor Day blowout is going on right now, and you're going to be thrilled with the deals they're going to give you, because at Ted Britt, you'll find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. They've got prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. Ted Britt also has two Harley-Davidson locations, tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from. Why not schedule your next service with Ted Britt right now so you can see what kind of service you'll get? Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Want to know the secret that those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? Is that flipping multi-unit properties is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. With over 17 years of experience, we here at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend the afternoon or evening with our team of experts, and we will show you how to put $10,000 to $30,000 in your pocket over the next 90 days. This two-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. This intensive two-hour real estate class is coming to the DMV area soon. Call 1-800-863-7614 to secure your seat now. This seminar is free for the first 30 people that call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. Call 1-800-863-7614. 1-800-863-7614. Call now.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
7:25 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll clear the accident in Northwest D.C. If you're north of U Street at 13th and Florida Avenue, all your travel lanes have been reopened. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, if you're heading toward BWI Airport and you're heading northbound, you are in a backup. Might want to avoid. The crash is going to be northbound right near Arundel Mills Boulevard. They're letting the right lane get by the scene of the crash, but you will need to factor in extra time delays back near 175, again, heading north on the BW Parkway. Southbound, passing 197, it's just been about the volume, 95 as you slow to merge onto the Beltway, especially the inner loop into College Park. Outer loop delays begin New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia Avenue, 270. Really, once you get past Route 80 and 109, then you're in great shape heading down through to the Capitol Beltway. Virginia, the crash is 95 southbound direction, so heavy southbound heading through Woodbridge as you approach the Prince William Parkway. Crash. They were trying to get that to the left shoulder. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Impacts from Hermine along the coastal areas, especially over the upcoming weekend. Sunshine will fade behind clouds here today with a high of 82 degrees. And if we do have any more significant impacts, it'll be probably sometime late Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, you practically need a sweater this morning. 67 degrees at 7:26 on WMAL. Talking about Georgetown University, they're going to give special consideration to the descendants of some slaves that were sold by Georgetown in 1838. They say they feel bad about it. They want to give them a special look, maybe a leg up. What do you think about that? Josh in Columbia, you're on with Brian, and today it's Amber Smith.
Hi. I was watching the news coverage of this story last night, and my wife was looking at me and was like, well, I can understand how, you know, they would do something like this. And I'm like, just wait for it. And after that, they basically, they had people on talking about, well, that's a good start. We need more reparations.
Yeah, so you think that this is not the end of it?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, it's already in place. We have affirmative action. We have special privileges for small businesses. I mean, reparations are already in effect.
All right. Thank you for that, Josh. Greatly appreciate it. Well, it's going to be a very interesting story to watch and see how Georgetown handled it. But you have heard, and some in the African-American community are saying, okay, that's a good start. Let's have a little more. This is not really costing you all that much. Let's pony up some dough. You actually have heard people say that. Be interesting to see how it goes. But I think I really worry about the fact that, you know, once you start down this path, where do you draw the line? The slippery slope argument. A lot of people have made that point here this morning. It is now 7:28 on WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Ask our advisors to help you explore our 90-plus programs and specializations and build the skills and confidence you need to succeed. Undergraduate and graduate classes start September 12th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Coming up in just a moment, Alex Eisenstadt with Politico. They've been breaking some big stories here. They're going to raise a few eyebrows about the 2016 campaign. Also, the investigations into the Clinton Global Foundation. What's that all about? He'll talk to us in a minute. Right now, it's 7:30. Time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. 51 Florida counties remain under a state of emergency as Hermine, now a tropical storm, lashes the state. And Georgia's governor has declared an emergency as Hermine passes across southern Georgia on its way to the East Coast. And as to the Labor Day weekend, the coast is probably not where you want to be, says National Hurricane Center Director Rick Nabb.
Not only will the immediate coastline be a dangerous place in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast this weekend, but some distance inland because of the size of the system that we expect it to be as the weekend unfolds. You could have some heavy rains and gusty winds in some inland areas.
Now, Hermine is not likely to have a major impact here in Washington, says WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic.
I think right now, limited. We could actually just end up with some showers on Sunday and some gusty breezes out of the north-northeast, maybe 30 to possibly 40 miles an hour. That could linger as we get into Sunday and maybe even Monday. But in terms of rainfall, we may not see much. But as we mentioned, the coastal areas, there's a chance we could have a prolonged period of strong winds. The immediate coast could have some rainfall, maybe some heavy rain, and certainly some coastal beach erosion and some coastal flooding.
Ray's complete forecast is just ahead. The State Department has agreed to turn over to the Associated Press all the detailed planning schedules from when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, and to do so by mid-October. Metro's Rhode Island Avenue station on the Red Line remains closed today because chunks of debris have been falling from the mezzanine ceiling. Nobody's been hurt, but crews are scrambling to fix the problem. And a Metro train derailed last night in the Alexandra rail yard. No passengers on board at the time, and Metro says no one was hurt. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,419, the NASDAQ at 52,27. Sports after a night off, the Nationals open a weekend series against the Mets in New York tonight. The Orioles were idle. They host the Yankees. NFL, the Ravens complete a perfect preseason with a win in New Orleans. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, Labor Day savings start now. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99. Now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Can you believe that Labor Day is almost upon us? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and I don't know what you have planned for the holiday weekend, but if you want to save some money, improve your home's value, and lower your utility bills year-round, here's something you should plan on. Thompson Creek Window Company is having their first ever factory blowout sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with 20% off every window, plus a special factory rebate. Thompson Creek Window Company, as you know, designs, builds, and installs their own windows right from their local factory. There is
no middleman. And remember, this offer is for 3 days only, and appointments are filling up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK to schedule your appointment and qualify for their factory blowout pricing this holiday weekend. That's 20% off every window, plus a special factory rebate. Go to thompsoncreek.com for details or call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Through town, southeast, southwest freeway, better than normal. A little bit of volume, just some of that stop and go coming off of the 14th Street Bridge, heading toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, heading on the inbound 11th Street Bridge into town. That's been a good ride. Not such a great ride coming off of the Suitland Parkway if you're extending onto South Capitol Street over the Douglas Bridge. I'm seeing delays heading over toward Nationals Park. Talked to police. They said they're not working anything, but unusual backups again inbound over the Douglas Bridge to the Wilson Bridge. Brief delays after 210 Maryland and toward Virginia. 395, heaviest through Landmark right now. Making our trip onto the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. The crash northbound right near Arundel Mills Boulevard. That was along the left side. Delays are before 175. So you need to catch a flight at BWI heading northbound. Plan for extra time or use 95 as an option. Now from Garage DoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Impacts from what is now Hermine could be getting here as we look ahead toward the upcoming weekend. What I mean by here is we'll have some gusty winds and maybe a few showers by Sunday. Coastal areas, though, going to have a rough time of it. Today we'll have some sunshine. This morning, clouds increasing and a high of 82. Later with a gusty northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Manassas, 61 in Waldorf, 67 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member, will join us. And at 8:35, James Rosen from the Fox News Channel, who broke a big story yesterday, he will join us. It's all straight ahead here on WMAL. Brian Wilson in the house. Larry O'Connor taking a few days off. Amber Smith is with us. She has written a new book called Danger Close. It's about her experiences as a military helicopter pilot in Iraq and Afghanistan, but also a woman who has worked very closely with the Republican Party on some issues. And it's good to have you here this morning, Amber.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Joining us on the line right now is Alex Eisenstadt, political reporter, a man who's been covering the inside of the 2016 race for the presidency. And good to have you with us this morning, Alex.
Thank you.
Listen, I got a question for you about a story that one of your colleagues wrote yesterday that grabbed my attention. And I just, it's one of those things that I it's one of those things you go, really? Because that, if that is true, it really makes me mad. It has to do with Bill Clinton and money that he took for something called the Former President's Act Fund. He's used $16 million, apparently, of that money over the years. But most importantly, for purposes of this discussion, he used a lot of that money to subsidize the Clinton Foundation staff and perhaps even pay for that private email server that has been the subject of so much discussion over the last few months. Tell me more about this story.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there's this, been this drip of stories related to the Clinton Foundation and also Clinton's emails that would be more damaging to Hillary Clinton under different circumstances. But the thing is that everyone's paying so much attention to Donald Trump and his problems. But this is really just another story about the Clintons that would be potentially embarrassing, potentially more damaging. But look, I mean, here's the thing is that for all the problems that the Clintons are having right now, people are just more focused on Donald Trump and the issues that he's having in this race.
And you're on the inside looking at some of the things that he's struggling with in his campaign. Many people have looked from the outside, at least from my little vantage point here. It seems like he's had a pretty good week. Are things stabilizing there in the Trump campaign?
Well, look, they're a lot better than they were 3 or 4 weeks ago. That's for sure. And for all the problems that he's having, he's not as far back as you would think, given everything that Donald Trump has gone through this summer, or even frankly since he won the nomination back in early May. He's still within striking distance of this race. He's got to figure out a way to close the gap even more, and his best opportunity is going to be in that first debate, which is coming up later this month.
So, hi, Alex, it's Amber. Donald Trump definitely has, you know, sort of made some advancements in terms of what we've seen in the last few days compared to his previous campaign, but he still sort of has a long way to go in terms of some battleground states. What do you think he could focus on in terms of gaining some numbers in those very important issues?
Overall, the polls are looking better, but he's got some challenges, right?
Right. So the problem is that the Clinton campaign is just so far ahead in terms of setting up key infrastructure, field staffers, those kinds of things in swing states. Trump is just really far behind, and the problem is that it's hard to play catch up starting in September, because really this election doesn't begin on November 8th. This is an election that begins much earlier because you have early voting that's already starting, and so Hillary Clinton's ready to bank a lot of votes. Simply because she's so much more organized and ready for early voting than Donald Trump is, and that's a real problem.
But let me challenge you on that idea just a moment. Sure. Look, one thing we can say is that this has not been a traditional campaign. He hasn't spent a lot of money on advertising, and yet he's well, arguably still within reach of winning this thing. He's behind, no doubt, but if considering how much money she has spent on things compared to what he has spent, it suggests to me that this is not a traditional campaign season where people pay a lot of attention to campaign commercials, and maybe the structure is not that important as it would have been in past elections.
It's true. It's a great point. And look, I mean, you're making a really good point, which is that free media and earned media matters a lot more in this new information age that we're living in, which is why the debates are going to be so potentially critical in determining this thing. And really, that first debate could give Trump an opportunity to turn things around in battleground states coming up later this month.
Yeah, and both of those candidates apparently have very different styles in how they are preparing for the debate, one hears.
Absolutely. Hey, look, I mean, you have Hillary Clinton, who's taking a much more, as you'd expect, a much more traditional approach. She's really beefing up on studying. She's doing a lot of prep with advisors. And then you have Donald Trump, who's doing a much more sort of informal approach, sitting around the table with his advisors, talking
right.
about things in a much more sort of informal way, probably avoiding the kind of you know, practicing with the podium
right.
that you see that candidates typically do.
Let me ask you, because our time is running out really, really, really quickly. There's a rumble floating around, and I've not seen it widely reported, but I have seen it reported that perhaps the FBI will make a recommendation regarding the Clinton Foundation matter today to the Justice Department. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't, to be honest. But look, I mean, this is just another example of how the drip, drip, drip of information right. surrounding this is essentially damaging to her.
All right, we got to leave it right there. Alex Eisenstadt with Politico, thank you so much for joining us. It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
So the kids are back to school, and that means it's time to get your home back to clean. Larry O'Connor here for Zero Res, the absolute best carpet cleaning company. They're the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery, and the clean I got was truly amazing. Honestly, it was like I got a brand new house of carpet without the big expense. The dirt, odors, wine spills, stains, and traffic marks are all gone and didn't return once the carpets quickly dried. The Zero Res process is unduplicated thanks to their toxic-free empowered water system that leaves behind zero residue. So if you have a clean now, your carpets will still be looking great when the holidays come around. Don't have carpet? No problem. Zero Res deep cleans hardwoods, laminates, tile, and grout surfaces too. Do what I did. Call Zero Res and ask for the WMAL special. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Marilyn, let's go Damascus with a crash on 27 Ridge Road, right near Damascus High School. So do watch for police direction. It's near Bethesda Church Road with the cross intersection there. Trying to go north, Baltimore-Washington Parkway. The obstacle has been the crash. Northbound BW Parkway at Arundel Mills Boulevard. Big delays on the approach. So if you're heading up to BWI Airport, you need extra time. Gets a little complicated if you're trying to use 95 now as your option if you're coming off of the Beltway, because the Beltway's slowing to go north on 95 to the crash at 212 before you get up to the ICC. So volume on the northbound side of 95 right as you come off of the Capitol Beltway. Virginia 95 has been fantastic. Northbound out of Stafford up to the Beltway. Only delay I see briefly in Woodbridge. Southbound 95, keep alert. An unusual slow flow crossing the Occoquan to the crash at the Prince William Parkway now on the shoulder. And from Metro Rail, reminder for all, if you haven't heard, Rhode Island Avenue station closed through today. They're doing station inspections. Free shuttle buses are set up for those red line trains between Rhode Island Avenue and the Brookland stations. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Coastal areas especially will have impacts from Hermine and some gusty winds here over the upcoming weekend. The heaviest rain should stay to our east. 82 today with increasing clouds and a gusty northeast breeze. Tonight, considerably cloudy, 69. Cloudy tomorrow, 77. Still quite breezy to windy at times. And on Sunday, probably some morning showers as the rain stays to our east. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 67 degrees, 747.
Barbara Streisand, Encore. Streisand teams with extraordinary movie partners singing Broadway duets. Available now.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients.
Minoxidil is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
You know, it's the last big holiday weekend before you go back to school and you have to buckle down, you know, with the end of the year, the end of summer. It's sort of the traditional end of summer, the Labor Day weekend is. And a lot of people want to go to the beach. A lot of time they want to go out and have some outdoor events. But the question is, what's the weather going to do, given the fact that we have a tropical storm that will be exiting the coast somewhere down around the Carolinas, tracking up the coast and taking position just off the coast of Maryland or Virginia? What's it going to mean for us? Gary McGrady is on. He's a Fox 5 meteorologist. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, okay, so how's it going to impact our weekend? We're curious to know, you know, what it's going to be like. How much rain are we going to get, and where is it going to be located?
Okay, here's the deal. Now, the good news for us here in the city, and really kind of up and down I-95 and western suburbs, it actually looks decent.
We're going to be okay.
I mean, the storm has been trending slightly farther south and slightly farther to the east. Now, the beaches are going to be rough. There's no doubt about that. But I think here at D.C. metro area, we're pretty good. We're going to get some clouds, a little bit of a breeze. But temperatures are going to be, you know, hovering right around 80 degrees. Could there be a shower? Yeah, there could be a shower, but most of the rain, really eastern shore back over towards the shore. And again, the beaches are going to be pretty rough.
So in other words, if you have something planned in the D.C. area, you're probably going to be okay.
I think so.
But if you're going to Ocean City, it's going to be a wash.
Exactly right. And again, this is also based on the forecast. And I always tell people, and we don't really forecast hurricane tracks. We leave that to the National Hurricane Center. That's the way it should be done. So as long as that track stays where it is right now, this forecast is golden, okay?
Yeah.
If something changes, and it could, but not likely, but it could, you know, then things will change back and forth. So if you got big plans, and a lot of people do this holiday weekend here in D.C., just kind of keep up with the forecast. But it shouldn't change. It would be a very, very low chance that it's going to change significantly.
All right, so it came ashore in Florida, in the Big Bend area of Florida, about 1:30 this morning as a minimal hurricane, a Category 1 hurricane. And by daylight now that the sun is up, we perhaps have gotten some sense of the damage down there. What are you hearing?
Well, you know, first of all, as it came across, yeah, you said a minimal Category 1 hurricane, which was great. It didn't have a lot of time over that warm Gulf to really get going, which is always good news. They've had a couple of reports of tornadoes down there. I think the biggest problem they've had and the biggest problem that we're going to have over the next 48 to 72 hours will just be flooding, okay? I mean, they already had so much flooding ahead of landfall, so there could be some spots down there, Brian, where we're talking about maybe localized up to 20 inches of rain.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, before it's all said and done. And it's all come pretty, you know, in a pretty short period of time. This morning, the storm is racing. It's moving northeast, which is kind of good, at about 14, 15 miles an hour. So the center of the storm, tropical storm now, Hermine, is already into southern sections of Georgia.
Yeah, and then it'll go Georgia, and then how far, where does it come back out into the ocean?
Right over Cape Hatteras. It's going to come right off Cape Hatteras and right back into the Atlantic. Now, what is going to be interesting, and just about all the major models are forecasting, mm-hmm. that it'll come out into the Atlantic, it'll be offshore of the Delmarva for the weekend, for Sunday and Monday, and now there's suggestions by, it's a pretty good consensus of our modeling, that this storm is going to sit and spin and maybe do a little loop to do, a little loop-de-loop out there and hover around maybe through Thursday of next week.
All right.
Possibly Friday. It could even become a hurricane again out there. So
wow, really?
Again, yeah, I know. A lot to why. I mean, I hope it doesn't happen, but it could happen, and our modeling is suggesting it just might do that.
All right. Listen, we very much appreciate you. Gary McGrady, Fox 5 meteorologist, appreciate you joining us here this morning. It is now 7:53 on WMAL. Time to check in at the business desk at CNBC, see how your money's doing. Chuck Kamlick is standing by.
And good morning. Stocks are flat right right now as Wall Street waits for the August jobs report in just about, 37 minutes. Hiring may have slowed from July, but another strong month of job creation could force the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates soon. And you know, that storm you're talking about is likely to have an impact on jobs, not this month, in this month's report, but when we see next month's. A big blow for Samsung, which is now recalling its new Galaxy phones because the batteries can catch fire and explode. Samsung has stopped all sales. Not sure when the phones are going to go back on the market. Sears Hometown Outlet Store is not doing any better than the old parent company. The chain did turn a small profit, but appliance and lawn care goods sales fell sharply. KFC and Pizza Hut owner Yum Brands has sold a small stake in Yum China to a pair of investors for $460 million. Yum is spinning off that business this fall, but will continue to take a small piece of the action. And lest you forget, Walmart's holiday layaway program begins today. Happy shopping. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that. Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks. If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax County dealing with a water main break on 29 Lee Highway. This is south of I-66. If you're heading from, say, the Pan Am Shopping Center, it's going to be 29 Lee Highway between Nutley Street and it looks like the cross street is Hunter Road. So it's between Nutley Street and Cedar Lane and reduced just to one lane due to this water main break. Let's go Maryland on northbound 95. Leaving the Beltway slows to the crash at 212 with the crash blocking one lane northbound side. Southbound a little bit of volume to get down to the Beltway. Also northbound slows past 32. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the crash northbound at Arundel Mills Boulevard finally out of the travel lanes. And that pace getting a little bit better for you. Traffic update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Impacts from Hermine along the coastal areas, especially over the upcoming weekend. Sunshine will fade behind clouds here today with a high of 82 degrees. And if we do have any more significant impacts, it'll be probably sometime late Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees, 757.
Chris Plant here. Join me on Thursday, September 22nd for the best party in Washington all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, enjoying a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. All the details are at mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off each ticket. That's mrc.org/gala. Promo code Chris.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 1832 65, consumeraccess.org.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program for an important announcement about your nanny. If you're paying a nanny on a regular basis, you may owe nanny taxes. And if you're a working parent, more busy work is the last thing you need. So take nanny payroll taxes off your plate with Sure Payroll. Sure Payroll handles all the complicated nanny tax forms and filings for you automatically. Plus, you'll get direct deposit, great U.S.-based customer service, and background checks to make sure the nanny you're hiring is one you can trust. Don't risk fees, penalties, or headaches. Sure Payroll gives you total control. Pay your nanny anytime, anywhere, on any device. When it's time to pay your nanny, trust the service that was named Best Household Payroll Service by Business News Daily 2 years in a row. Visit surepayroll.com and search Guide to Nanny Taxes to get a free guide you can use to learn more about paying your nanny correctly. Do yourself and your nanny a favor now. Make sure you're sure about taking care of nanny taxes by going to surepayroll.com for a free quote and guide to nanny taxes, or call 800-950-9042. 800-950-9042. That's 800-950-9042. surepayroll.com.
Hi, folks. Doc Walker here. Rule changes in the NFL have been a hot topic. Safety first. In your personal life, what's your hot topic? Are you positioned to keep your hard-earned money in your family? If you're not sure, I suggest you attend an estate planning seminar with Mike Collins as soon as possible. Mike will help you protect your family and loved ones. Don't gamble with your future. Register at MikeCollins.com today. That's MikeCollins.com.
Well, coming up.